When he died in June 2009, Michael Jackson left behind a trove of unfinished recordings. Some were released on the 2010 album Michael, but many more were left behind. Jackson's label went through that leftover material and asked top music producers to finish the King of Pop's ideas. The result is called Escape, and it's been released this week. Reviewer Tom Moon says the deluxe edition includes versions of the songs in the form Jackson left them. Moon says they provide a rare glimpse into Jackson's creative process.
When it comes to posthumous releases by major stars, the music business doesn't exactly have a stellar track record. Think about those contrived duets between Natalie Cole and her departed dad, Nat King Cole. So I approach this new collection of unreleased material from the King of Pop with caution. No matter where I am, I see my face around. They've been lied on my name and pushed them town to town. Don't have a place to run, but there's no need to hide. I got to find a place, but I won't hide away. There's no mistaking that voice, that fervent intensity he brought to every line. I can't lie, it's nice to hear. Still, there's reason to wince about this project. It's devoted to material that Jackson worked on for various albums, but didn't finish, or elected not to share. Making matters worse, these songs don't represent Jackson's vision alone. Label president L.A. Reid commissioned producers to contemporize, his word, Jackson's demos to appeal to the current market. This is apparently what he meant. Don't know what I've done. Everything you got, things you've done to me, coming back to you. You know just what I've done, the things you've done to me. I'm the blue gangster. That might be the album's low point. Here's the opening track, a song written by Jackson and legendary songwriter Paul Anka. It's a sweet reminder of Jackson's talent. The deluxe version also includes the raw demos before they were contemporized. I like you, hold me, and the night is gonna be just fine. Gotta fly, gotta see, gotta be, I can take it, cause be there every time I love you. Even in what sounds like a rehearsal situation, Jackson manages to convey the heart of the song. He nails all the twists of the melody. His passion sells it. You forget it's not a final take. At times, he sounds like he's flashing back to Motown days and recalling the influence of Stevie Wonder. The set tells us something else about Michael Jackson. He struggled to escape the long shadow of Thriller. On his subsequent records, songs that sounded too similar to the hits didn't make the cut. Several of those appear on this new release. They're not earth-shattering compositions, but they are solid and exhilarating in spots, certainly more than just vault scraps. You can hear Jackson really pouring energy into them, doing his best to lift them up. It's those performances that make this a valuable postscript to Jackson's legacy.
The latest from Michael Jackson is called Escape. Our critic Tom Moon reviewed the deluxe edition of the album.